Neris, I have too many Svarim. I guess I didn't prepare. Zelig asked me to do this yesterday. He asked me, it's a chesed. So if this is a chesed, then I must be Mekayim Avas chesed. Shirim, you know, it's a nice hechrach to prepare something. But we'll see by the time the night is over if I still like chesed as much as I used to. So we obviously encourage everybody, the Olam, to contribute. My contribution maybe is a shtickel minchas chenach, a question, this week's parsha. Now, we entitled this shiur Real Estate Transactions between Jews and Gentiles, which happens quite a bit. You know, Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of inter-brotherhood business, but there's also a lot of good business that people have with Yidden, not with Yidden. And I'd like to go through a lumdisha topic tonight about it. Also, we'll finish off with some Musar Haskel. But where's a good business transaction? Jews and Yidden, Jews and Gentiles, on Zeraparsha, Avravino and Ephron. Right, they say Manhattan was a good deal. But we hold Marissa Machpelah is a pretty good deal. Avravino did a pretty good job getting Marissa Machpelah, Lodoros. And it's interesting, you know, there's a lot of limudim that you find Gemara's Rishonim Achronim from the sale of Marissa Machpelah. One simple nafkamina, Tosas, famous in the beginning of Kedushin, Tosas by Chalipin over there. So in Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat, he says, high time in Yishim de Gomer Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron, Tiksib Be Kasef, Pach Nishal Bruta Lemikri Kasef. We learn out Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron, Stei Afron Kinyan Kasef. We learn out Hu Adin Kinyan Kasef to Isha. Isha Pach Nishal Bruta Lemakni, according to Tosas. So Pach Nishal Bruta is learned out. Pach Nishal Bruta does not work for Kinyan Kasef. Tosas Kedushin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says, we learn out from this week's parasha. Chora, the Minchas Chinuch has a very strong kasha. We're learning out from the deal of Avram and Ephraim that you could do Kedusha Kesef, but it's not called Pachas Mishal V'Pruta. There are many Gemaras that talk about, by Goyim, there's no such thing as Shirim. Across the board. Most basic Shirim is Pachas Mishal V'Pruta. Right? Goy is Chayiv for many things. Pachas Mishal V'Pruta. Pashtas a Goy has Kinyanim. Pachas Mishal V'Pruta. So you have a transaction between Avram Avinu and Ephraim. Avram's a Yid. Ephraim's a Goy. We're learning out of Ephraim. The transaction that Avram Avinu did with Ephraim to the Kedusha Kesef. Now learn out from there that Pachas Mishal V'Pruta doesn't work. What's the limud? Pachas Mishal V'Pruta does work by Avram and Ephraim. How could Tosas and Kedushin say, Frecht, Menachas Chinuch, Shin Lamed Vav? How could Tosas and Kedushin say that we learn out? Everyone does. Everyone, even though we got the Daf Gimel. How does Tosas say we don't learn out? We do. We learn out that Pach Mishal V'Pruta doesn't work from Kedushin, from Stei Ephron. Over there, Pach Mishal V'Pruta would work for Ephron. If I care, what?
It's
not
really
cash. Okay, good. Anybody else? We'll get to that. So I was expecting, you know, people start handling Kodam Akutoyo. Okay, obviously we're making Lumudim here. It's pretty posh. We can make these Lumudim. So the next Mokhara answer people would come up with, Ashkayach, Vesubar. Is we have a transaction here which is very interesting. Mitzad the lokeach, the buyer, or the nosing of the money, call it, right? So for him, okay, we're trying to learn out you have a din that you need a pruta. Mitzad the mocher, he doesn't need a pruta. He can make a kinyan kasef, or a pachas b'shav a pruta. So, isura means, is if when you have a transaction between two people, and mitzad one of them it's kasef, mitzad the other one it's not kasef, so as long as the kona, it's kasef by him, it would work. Right? Not so pashut, huh? There's a Mishnah L'Melech who debates this. The famous Mishnah L'Melech comes up at Kedushin. Let's say Mekashrif the Surei Hana. Man gives it to a woman, and she's sick. She needs to eat something which is Asr Bahana. So Mitzad, the man, this is not worth anything. It's Surei Hana. Can't sell it. Can't get any benefit. Mitzad her, she's sick. Bikuach nefesh, it's mutter for her to eat. Is that considered kesef kedushin? Is that a kinyan kesef? Mishnah L'Melech clears such a shayla. So, yeah. And what about kinyanim? We're trying to learn kinyanim to isha. So you're saying it's not a raya stam?
So
I was worried, you know, you start touching Kedusha and you could get into Ronson and Darim and all over the place. What exactly Kedusha is.
Right.
So, Lamaisa, of what I saw, this Mishnah Melech Akira is real Machrokas Rishonim. I believe this is what I told you. Here. Rashi zakt. There is a Ritva says, yeah, you go basar Avram Avinu. You go basar the lokeach. But Rashi says, Pasha, you go basar the mocher. So, basar Pavel, again. Avram needs a pruta, but the makabel kasef. Ephron doesn't need a pruta. So l'chor, your cheshbon will only work out, right, if you go basa Avram Avinu. But l'maisa, Rashi and Avodah Zarah, they really bring a raya from Erevin. Right? You're allowed to be socher, a place from a guy. Right? You need the rishos. So how much could you do that for? Pach mishal pruta. Seems you go basa makabel, not the nosa. So, very not poshet, just to say that. So, Kasher was bothering me for a little bit. I found it's interesting once you get into the parsha of Stei Ephron, right? One of the other famous things they learned from Stei Ephron, another famous Kedushin hak. How do you understand Kinyan Kesef by Kedushin? Lumnus, is it Kesef Shavius Piron, or is it Kesef Kinyan? So I see a lot of Lum Dunham here. They know this Torah like this. One might say, Kesef Kinyan, the same way. You pick up a pen with Hagbah, so the pen is a Heki Timsa to do a Kinyan. So Kesef also is a Heki Timsa as a means to do a Kinyan. But others say, no, Kesef is a Piron, it's a Shavius. The way you're making the transaction is by me giving over the Kesef, that's a trade, not a Chalipin, but that's a Kinyan, it's a Tumura, it's an exchange for the object you're getting. And the nail of the Kinyan is not just with the money you're giving. You could put a down payment, and you pay the rest later. That's all part of the shavyas, part of the piron, the payment of how kedushin works, a kinyan works. So the achronim hak about how does kesef kedushin work? I was kidding. Kesef work, and the sma brings a raya from Stei Ephron. Look what was going on over there. How did Avram Avinu buy Maaseh Machpelah? Avram nails kesef. The transaction was the Shavius. So Zok the Sma, if the whole limud of Kinyan Kesef comes from Stei Ephron, and over there it was the Shavius, it was clearly the Piron of it. So the great, we have a limud Ba'alma, same thing. You don't like that?
Why should you assume good quantity?
That sounds like what Avraham Avinu was doing there, no? You read the psukim that way? What's your Shulchan Aruch say? Yeah, it sounds like he's swapping it. Sure. Avraham Avinu had to get over the socher. We'll talk about it in a second. He started, you know, he brought the whole briefcase there. I don't know if it was an alleyway or not, but a cave. Cave. So the Sma says, we see from Stei Ephron that you need Shavuos. The Taz argues. Taz says, no, you need Kesef Kinyan. What does he do with Stei Ephron? The Maisa, that's the source of Kinyan Kesef. Stei Ephron, Pashtus, I don't think they're arguing in Pshat in the Pesukim. Pashtus, he gave him a briefcase of money. It was a Kesef Piral and this Shavuos. So how does the Taz understand it? I believe... They were arguing how Avraham Avinu did the Kenyan. He said, I'm giving $400 there. Pashtus the Sma has a right. They hack about all the other stuff. The Shavuos of an Isha, that's where there's Torah there. But to defend this, not so simple. The Karnat, I found a couple others. Say Pshat, that the Lima Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron is on the Lima of the Kenyan Kesef. The fact that there is a Kenyan Kesef, that I the Limud Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. But the mahus, the mechanism of how that transaction works, that's not part of the limud. So mameila in a chanami, they could have done shavis over there, but that's not going to be a limud to how we do kinyan kesef. If the granat could say that when you're touching up the mechanics of what's going on between a kinyan kesef, me l'chora hu adin kavachomer, you'd say that by the sheer of how much kesef to give. The guy could have a din of pasul mishal pruta. The yid could have a din of a pruta. The shear doesn't matter. The limud, kicha kicha mistei Ephron, is a limud on the kinyan. Tosis is learning, stam, there's a kinyan. I'm learning out kesef kinyan from stei Ephron. The fact that it's pachas is not a pachas mishal pruta doesn't work. That's stam, Tosis understands. But it's not the etzim part of the limud of stei Ephron. That's what Granat would say. I'll tell you what the Ramban would say. Very interesting Ramban. The Ramban says, now, you picture this, you know. You have people in the room, they've been through like tough negotiations, business deals. Avraham negotiating with Ephron, this whole thing, by Maris Machpelah, right? Actually, the Ramban earlier says, this is considered the last of the Nisyonos. After he did Akedas Yitzchak, there's Nachama Dregov in Nisayon. At first, I'm trying to understand what exactly is this Nisayon of Saradayim, but it seems Ramban's learning it's not just Saradayim, it's the whole Asik with Ephron. What's the big challenge? So I'll tell you. The Ramban writes, Divrei Rabbi Seinu, Ephron cuts of Domin Beretzono Biyoker Gadol. Ephron was ready to rip off Avraham Avinu. The price that he put down, right? He first said, I'll give it to you for nothing. Next thing he knows, big money. Ripping him off. For Avram ben Nidvas Libo, Shama v'Asar Kiritzono. Avram, with his Nidvas Libo, his chesed, did what Ephron wanted. V'Higdol, even gave extra. My Rebbe was bothered by, why are you bringing chesed into this? Chesed to get up there sometimes, yeah. Chesed to do a business deal. Granted, Ephron thought he's ripping him off. But what did Avraham Avinu think?
Yeah,
I'm buying Maariv Machpelah, the place where Adam and Chava are buried, the place where he foresaw all the Avos are going to be buried. Such a place for Klal Yisrael L'doros. He's getting a good deal. Where does, and I don't know, when the world, what does Chesed have to do with a business deal? We're not talking doing a Chaz Deleiv deal. We're talking about a business deal. Avram Bechesed gave money to Ephron. He's giving him matanos. We do that. In a business deal with the guys, give him extra money. That's not so pasha. That's mutter, right? What does it mean? Avram Benidvas Libo. Where does Chesed come into this? Avram did it because it was a good deal. His cheshbon, it makes sense. So my Rebbe says such an amazing insight. The average person in such a business deal, think about it. You're in a deal for something you want, but you read the other guy that he's ripping you off. In his mind, he thinks he's ripping you off. Are you going to buy it at that price? Are you going to accept the deal or are you going to walk away? The nature of a businessman, and this is not the Afka businessman, it's anyone. Avravina wasn't a businessman. His business was chesed. But when you get involved in the stakes, in the back and forth, in the challenge, and you're with somebody that you know in his mind, he's ripping you off. You know what the human reaction is? I'm walking away. You're walking away from Maris Machpelah, Kedusha, Klal Yisrael. Yeah, because that's the nature of a mensch. And to overcome such a thing, most people won't. Most people, however good they think they are as businessmen, are not good businessmen. They'll walk away from a deal which is the best deal for them because they think they're getting, you know, the executive director asked for another 10 grand. That's my friend. Forget it. It's not worth it. The only reason Avram Avinu was able to go through with this business deal, you know why Avram Avinu was a good businessman? Because he was a Baal Chesed. Benidvas Libo, his attachment to money, was, it's money. I'm a Baal Chesed. I do Chesed all day. I spend money on people all the day. So Ephraim wants to rip me off in his mind? Huh. I get the last laugh. We have it. We're going to win. But only because he was a Baal Chesed he's able to do that. To me, that's such an amazing insight. Real estate transactions. Jews, Goyim. I think it's a bigger Kiddush than answering up the Menachas Chanas Kasha. But just to say Pashup Shan in the Ramban. But such deep insight to who humans are, who people are, to understand our kochos, to understand who Avram Avinu was. And that was the ultimate, I don't know, I have to say it was bigger than the Akedah, but it's up there. After the Akedah, this is a fair challenge for a human being to go through, to walk through and purchase Maris HaMachpelah. We should all be zocha, to be good businessmen, to be Baalei Chesed, and to come through with such business deals. Ramban, how are you?